For two decades, the Memory of Nations Project has been collecting thousands of testimonies from eyewitnesses who lived through totalitarianism and war. The organisation is now setting up a web of institutes across the Czech Republic, which will offer visitors an immersive multimedia experience of key moments in the country's history. This Tuesday, it offered a sneak peek into its new institute in Pardubice. To find out more about the project and what visitors can look forward to, I spoke to Martin Kroupa, the director of NGO Postbellum, which runs the Memory of Nations.
We open it just for one day. Because of the pandemic situation, it's not possible to be open every day. So we will open it to the public, we hope so, in the spring. And the institute, it's focused on a modern type of museum, which is built on eye testimonies of 20th century. So it's not just classical exhibition, it's a multimedia institute, so that the visitors can imagine how was it to feel be in the city during Second World War.
I read that it is the first institute of its kind in Central Europe, and that the tour itself is quite atmospheric. It starts at a sort of fire and goes on. I know there are also guided tours. Could you sort of describe perhaps what the tour is like?
Okay. The first part is that the visitor is in the center of this place, and together with another visitors, they impress the context of the Second World War. And then everybody going alone through the stops where it's using modern technology like virtual reality or sound and light design, especially built for the kind of exhibition that we are building on the testimonies of Second World War, for example, fighters of Czechoslovak army and to the resistance in Prague and Pardubice also.
You are planning to open more institutes. I know that you're planning to open them in Prague, in Brno, in Olomouc, and also possibly in several other Czech cities. And there are also plans for opening a Memory of Nations museum in Prague. I was wondering, you know, when it comes to these institutes, is each one going to be slightly different? Is it going to, for example, focus on the local town history, or are they going to be offering the sort of same thing to all visitors?
It's focused on local history, but in the context of the whole Czech Republic, because it's quite important to communicate with local visitors, especially pupils and so on. So it will be mixed by the stories from the town, from the place, but also the context from the whole Czech Republic history.
And this year marks the 20th anniversary of the Memory of Nations project, which collects testimonies from people who lived through various episodes of Czech 20th century history. I was wondering, how many testimonies and archival documents have you managed to gather during that time? And are you currently focusing on a specific period? Because, of course, I imagine, you know, a lot of your interviewees probably pass away. And so I guess you have to keep sort of going forward in history a bit. Or how does that work?
Yes, that's true. Our collection, it's online-based, so it's quite unique that it's not just some kind of classical archive. It's online collection, which is accessible in the website of memorynation.cz. And there is 10,000 testimonies collected through 20 years of our existence. And there is also tens of thousands of other archival materials and photos. And we are focusing on the oldest generation. So we started with veterans from Second World War and Holocaust survivors. Right now we are focusing on political prisoners from 50s. But also we recorded testimonies from Velvet Revolution and so on. But mostly we are focusing on totalitarian regimes, Nazism and communism in our country. But not just our country. We have branches in Miami also. So we are collecting testimonies from, can say, in Belo, in war for democracy from Cuba, and also we have some context in Belarus.
And I was speaking there to the director of Postbellum, Martin Kroupa.